In some land, farther than far away, during a time much longer than a long time ago, a god wrote on loose leaf notebook paper a story of a beast that could possess mortals and cast powerful and evil curses. He had not expected, though, for a band of misfit baddies to appear and defeat his creation. But they had. Misguided as they were, the god rewarded them with riches and a kingdom to call home. These are the new tales of the Atzerians. This is a new sub-series based on the new tales of the Atzerians. It is a sub-series called The Adventures of Shaq. And it will be everything that leads up to his untimely demise.
Hello and welcome to the New Tales of the Atzerians, a special edition. We didn't get around to playing this weekend. We got a bit sidetracked and just was having a little too fun rocking out on some old school Guitar Hero. But hopefully this will make up for it. I will be live streaming this as well on Mixer. Visitor Madeer is the name on there, I believe. Yes, Visitor _ Madeer. Let's go on ahead and change this to the new tales of the Atzerians ? And what I'm doing here is I'm playing through a it might be a little silly, but it is a Roblox world. It is an Escape the Dungeon Roblox world, and I will have to. Where'd that go? Oh crap! One moment. Okay, I have found it. And how this is going to be played out is that I have a temporary character sheet here with me. It is for those who are wondering. It is the character sheet for the NPC Shaq. He is a bard at level 10. His strength is at 36 with a modifier of 13. Dexterity is 33 with a modifier of 11. Constitution is a 6 with a modifier of negative 2. Intel is 48 with a modifier of 19. Wisdom is 39 with a modifier of 14. Charisma is 32 with a modifier of 11. His HP is at 59 and speed is 11. His initiative is plus 11. Oh, no, his speed is at 30. What am I saying? His initiative is at plus 11. Now, for his skills, attacks, and spellcasting, being a bard, I've only worried about things that would pertain here in this game, seeing how this game doesn't actually have any weapons or equipment for me to use. So we'll only be looking at climb, heal, move silently, and maybe even dark vision. That's probably all I'm going to be having on this. My climb is that my climb has plus 13 to it, my heal has plus 14 to it, my move silently has plus 11. I also have intimidate just in case, which is also at plus 11, and dark vision at 60 feet. Other than that, Shaq really didn't have anything that would go along with this. So I'm just going to start this live stream now, which I should have done. But there it is. Okay. Hello, people in my live stream. For those of you who are watching the playback or will be watching this now, I'm doing my weekly D&D podcast, a special edition, saying how we were got a little too distracted over the weekend to have recorded, which is perfectly fine. What I'm doing here is I'm playing this game, Escape the Dungeon Obby, on Roblox. I do have a set of dice and a character sheet, and where did my dice go? Oh, there they are. And basically, using my character sheet, I have to get through this dungeon. If I roll poorly, then I have to tank my performance. If I roll good, then I have to do my very best to match my roll. But that's basically it. My rolls are going to decide how well I'm going to be doing here. Okay, for my podcast, I'm going to have to, explain everything that's going on. The character wakes up in a prison cell in the basement of in the dungeon of a castle. They have to make their way out. In the room, they see a bed, a table, a haystack. And on the wall is a lever that opens up the door. Poorly designed, but hey, it works. Stepping out of the cell, they're in a hallway with a hole in the center. At the bottom of the hole is lava. Using Shaq, I will be making a roll to jump over the hole. And I rolled a 3. Fantastic. Falling into the pit of lava, there's no clear way to escape. I burn up and die. The end. Not really. Since I'm doing this via video game, it will respawn me. However, the rules of my podcast say I can't without starting a new character. So I'm going to start a new character. I'm going to use the same Shaq Bard template as I was before. Round 2. Scene opens up. I'm in a prison cell. There's a bed, a table, a stack, and a lever on the wall. There's a cage doorway. Pulling the lever opens up the doorway. There's now a hole in front of me with lava at the bottom. Rolled the jump. I rolled 17. I jump over the hole with ease. Now in front of me is a guard sleeping. I will have to move silently around him in order to get by him. So I'm going to be rolling for move silently, which has a modifier of 11. 16 plus 11, that is pretty high. Alright, it works. I have moved silently and moved on into the next room. The next room is a bit odd. It is full of lava. There are floating barrels in the lava. Hey, I don't write this stuff, guys. I will have to use a dexterity throw in order to attempt to cross this. So that is what I'm going to be doing now. I rolled a 3. Jumping into the lava, I will be taking 8 damage on impact, and scrambling to get out of there, I'm successful. I've only taken 8 damage. So from 59 to 51. I would like to attempt again to cross. 20. I jump across with ease. At the other side of the room is a ladder that leads up. I'm going to be climbing the ladder. Now, since the ladder is a basically an assist, I do not have to roll for my climb. So I go on ahead, I climb up the ladder, and onto the platform. Up ahead, the way up and out of here is falling apart, obviously. I will have to use a dexterity plus a little bit of my climb in order to get out of here. I rolled a 20. So naturally, this orc flips and jumps and strategically gets out of the area. I eventually reach a stone bridge up top, and along the stone bridge are three traps. I'm trying to think of the name of them. They do come down hard and are laden with spikes, so when they drop, they will most certainly either kill me or deal a lot of damage. I'll have to use dexterity to be able to get by them. And I rolled a 2. Comes down on me. I've taken 10 damage, leaving me at 41. Rolling again. God, I rolled it. I haven't taken more damage. I've only taken 6 damage. Leaves me with 35. Okay. Rolling again for this. 20, thank God. I managed to get by the first trap. 16. I managed to get by the second trap. I managed to get by the... Right, well, in-game, I didn't get by the trap. So. Oh, Lord. Should these count? Okay. Okay, having gone by the third trap, I approach a doorway, and through the doorway is a staircase. And I begin a spiral staircase. I begin to climb up it. At the top of the staircase is a room. The room has two tables, a caged wall, and a door on that caged wall. There's a bear pelt on the floor. There are 4 chests surrounding the room and 2 bookcases. 3 bookcases. Good chance that one of these 4 chests are trapped. Approaching the door, I can see that it is locked, and I will need to find a key. I want to use a combination of my intel and wisdom to investigate these chests in a way of speaking, so I don't die.
Yeah.
Oh, nat 20. Alright, nat 20. Further investigation of these chests. Only one of them is not trapped. One in the far corner. Opening it up, I find the key. Using a key, I unlock the door, right?
There we go. I got it. Alright. Through the door, there's a small little space leading into a hallway. The hallway is laden with giant bear traps. Once again, I don't write this stuff. I would like to use my dexterity. To try and get through here. I rolled a 4. I step in a bear trap. A bear trap? Four. Does 27 damage. Oof. Is right, my guy. There's another guy in here trying to get by him, and he just keeps dying. Alright. I have 8 health left. I will need to get by here. I am going to use one of my 3 heals. Perfect. And I healed. Oh, not so perfect. I healed 3. I guess I could heal again. That first trap did 27 damage to me, so that might actually be wise. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I healed 12 damage. 23. Okay, I feel a little more comfortable going through here. Using my dexterity again, making an attempt. 19. Yeah. That's what's up. Carefully maneuvering around the traps. And further down the hallway. I eventually reach a staircase, a small staircase that leads up into a door. The door leads into a tower without a floor. I will have to jump down across beams here and there that are in the tower. They're not that high of drops, but I still need to make at least a dexterity saving throw. Just to make sure that I make each beam. Like each beam, and there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 beams. So let me roll this 8 different times. What's that? Oh, 16? Okay. 9. Oof. 9. Oof. 16. 5. 2 and 12. Okay, so it's not looking too good for me. I will most certainly fall and hit the bottom and take, I'm guessing, a substantial amount of damage. So not in game, of course, because no fall damage, but I mean, it's a pretty fall drop. So I'm going to have my actual D&D character take damage. And he will be taking... Oh, no. Oh. Only 10 damage. My goodness, I'm at 13. Let's go. By the grace of luck, I have survived this long. Alright, going into the next area. There's a small room leading into a tunnel in the wall. Tunnel in the wall leads to a room with a spiked ceiling. There is a marked path, a very thin marked path on the floor as to sort of imply that stepping anywhere else might trigger the trap, the obvious trap. So using my dexterity. Actually, first I want to use intel and wisdom and sort of check this out and just kind of make sure that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Two, my character has no clue. Thank God it was just an intelligence check. Great. Right, so my dexterity. One. I step right off the path thinking everything's gonna be A-okay because I'm not that bright. Alright. I will be taking... Oh no. I only got like 13 left. Come on now. Oh, yeah, I'm dead. Four and three is 12. Four and three is 12. I have one HP left. I am using one my final heal. Or attempting to use my final heal. Okay, I did in fact use it. I had a 17. And I healed 8. So I have 9 left. Alright, let's go. Note to self, roll better next time. Oh, like that, 16. I carefully bob and weave my way through the path, very carefully. Sorry, this is nerve-wracking. And I manage to make it to the other side, and through another tunnel in the wall. Stepping out into the next room is it's a large room with the floor missing. At the bottom is a lot of lava, and it's a pretty far drop, so there is no way of escaping if I do fall into there. Here and there are still columns attached to the walls. That look like they could easily be jumped across if I wanted to make that kind of attempt. Which, I mean, the game itself isn't giving me much of a choice, so I'm going to go ahead, make a dexterity roll of 9, and just throw myself off of here. I'm dead. Oh, my dexterity is at plus 11? Yeah, okay. I guess I could also add in a little bit of my climb. There will be a little bit of parts where you would have to kind of go upwards a bit. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. Dexterity and climb. That gives me plus the 9 I just rolled. 13 and 11 is 24. Plus the 9, we're looking at 33. That's well above the pay grade right there. All right, let's go. Upon doing this and going across the path, a swinging ball and chain come down. I need to make a dexterity saving throw now in order to ensure I don't get hit by this thing. 18, sweet. I maneuver myself through the parkour and past the swinging ball chain. Barely making it out. I land on a platform on the far side of the room with a statue and a head with a glowing portal on the inside. Stepping into the portal, it takes me to a strange slanted hallway going downwards with a spell veil blocking my path, or more of in my way. I want to use my wisdom and intel to check the spell veil and see if I can't identify it. No, I cannot. I could risk going through it, but it could also be a trap to deal damage. But at this point, I've made it this far, and I'm willing to take my chances, so I'm going to step out. The spell hits hard and is not actually going to deal damage because it is a speed spell. I will now have to use my dexterity to jump my way through the hallway that has now fully revealed itself to me as full of acid, with small platforms floating down its acid river. I rolled a 2. I'm jumping into the acid. And I will be burning up and taking 3 damage before I get on out of there. So I'm at 6. Great. Having gone out of there, I rolled at 19 to finish jumping my way through this hallway, and I managed to make it quite effortlessly this time. And on the other side, I reach a platform with another statue head and a portal inside of its mouth. I'm going to jump through it. The place that it takes me next is a room with some kind of void acid lining the bottom of it. I'm up on a platform. There are 2 other platforms across from me, one of them with a large wooden slate. But to get to that platform, I will need to hop my way across magical floating blocks. There are 2 large stone statues standing on one side of the room as well. I feel like I should mention that just in case. So I'm going to go on ahead. Roll my dexterity. I rolled a 1. There's no clear way out of the void acid, and so Shaq has burned up and died miserably. Great. All right. Not even 30 minutes into my episode, and I've completely died twice. I think I'm going to make one more attempt at this dungeon as a whole. And I am going to start anew, using the same template, waking up in the prison cell, with the bed, the haystack, the table, the lever on the wall, and the door. I pull the lever on the wall. Stepping out into the hallway, there's a hole in the floor with magma at the bottom with no clear way of getting out. I rolled a 19. Let's go. After jumping past the hole, I will have to use my move silently skill and move silently around the guard. I rolled a 4. I'm going to be very rambunctious. He wakes up. I am recaptured. Okay. Leaving the cell again. Opening up the door. Having to jump back over the hole. Bye. And I've died. A 3rd time, not even 30 minutes. I've died 3 times and gotten captured once. Right. Same template. Let's go it again. One more time. I feel like I can get this. I do have to say, playing with D&D rules in a game like this, it definitely, it's frustrating. I'll give it that. Alright, I pull the lever, I step out, I jump over the hole, yes! I am going to not sneak around the guard, I've been recaptured. Okay. Jump over the hole? No, I rolled a 2. And now I'm dead. Wow. That was fast. 4 times dying. 2 times being captured and not even 30 minutes into it.
Right. I'm going to give myself a new time limit. I'm going for 45 minutes. If I'm dead before by the 45 minute mark, I'm just not going to worry about it. If I'm still alive past the 45 minute mark, then I'm going to keep going until I'm done or until I die. And from there, we'll call it a sure. Yeah. So I pull the lever. I jump the hole. I sneak past the guard. And the next room is the lava pit with the weird floating barrels and the ladder on the other side. I do not make it. I will be taking damage from the lava. The amount of damage I've taken is 2. So I'm at 57. Go ahead and write that down. Don't forget. Okay. Making the attempt again. I have successfully jumped across the barrels. And I climb up the ladder with ease. And now I'm up on the platforms that are falling apart. And I do not, in fact, make it. I fall back into the lava. And we'll have to take extra damage for trying to swim back out of it. I've taken 46 damage total. Wow. But I do manage to get out of it. So I don't completely die. I have 11 health left. Okay. I climb back up the ladder. Because that platform was the closest. And I'm going to try again. Right, well. I'm just going to go ahead and roll for my damage. I still have... Oh my goodness, give me my dice. There we go. Oh no, I didn't make it. I took 20 damage. I'm dead again. Right. Starting back from the beginning, I see. Okay. I pull the lever. I... Do not jump over the fire pit. I'm dead already. Great. New template, same character, same scenarios. Pull the lever. I didn't make it again. Same template, same character. And this time, I jump over the lava pit. And I sneak past the guard. And I maneuver my way over the lava pit in the next room. Climbing up the ladder. Alright. Oop. And I make it through the decaying platforms. It must be a little weird watching a or to imagine an orc skillfully flipping and jumping through there, but oh right, the traps, the three traps. First trap, I make it past. Second trap, I make it past. Third trap, I will be taking damage. Alright, so the amount of damage I will be taking from this trap. Is only 3 of my 57 or 59, my bad. I now have 56 remaining, and I'm gonna try and make it through again. Yep, I made it. Okay, going up the spiral staircase into and getting into the next room, which is, I believe, is the one with the chests and the table and the bookcases. Now I know which chest it is in because of last time, but my character doesn't, so I'll have to roll an intel and wisdom check on that. Oh, yep, I found it out again. Don't worry, all's good. Using the key on the door, I enter the hallway with the bear traps, and I'm going to maneuver myself through that. No, I'm not. I'm going to step on one of them, and it is going to be probably going to kill me. Yep, I only took 12 damage. Leaves me with 44 remaining. Okay. Making the attempt again. I make it. 9 game. I was trying to speed through it. Yeah. Alright, well, that's okay. My character made it. That's all that matters. Right, there we go. Alright. Going up the little flight of stairs and into the next room. Standing on a platform and looking down at all the beams. Rolling for my dexterity and... yeah, I believe that's it. Oh, now I make it. There's the first one. There's the second one. Third beam made. Fourth. Didn't make it. I fall and I hit the bottom. I will be taking... oh, that's not too bad. 9 damage. Leaving me with 35? Entering the doorway. And going through the tunnel and the wall in the next room. Come across the one weird room with the walk clear path to the other side. I do not, however, take it, and I step on the floor. Great. Fantastic. How are we taking? Oh, only 8 damage. I'm at 27. Wait a minute. I was at 27 last time, too. I think my phone just overheated for a second. We fine now, though? Oh, sorry, I'm fine now. Okay. I'm going to be making that attempt again. I do, in fact, make it. Let's do this. Okay. Maneuvering myself through the path, I eventually make it to the tunnel on the other side. And into the large room that drops straight down into lava with the weird pillar sticking out of the walls for me to jump across. A swinging ball of chain in the center of the room. I do not maneuver myself through the course. I will plummet and die. Nope, wait. If there was an 11 plus the 11 on my dexterity plus the 13 on my climb, I did make it. I made it. Okay, for the swinging ball of chain, and a nat 20 for the swinging ball of chain. I'll be avoiding that hazard. Getting onto the platform on the other side, there's a statue, a head of a statue with a portal on the inside of its mouth. I step through. Stepping through it, I reach a long, narrow hallway that does seem to go downwards. Looking over the edge of my platform, I do see that there is a river of acid. There's a spell veil in front of me. I roll for my character to check the spell veil. And it is nat 20. Checking the spell veil, I see that it is, in fact, a speed boost. Trying to look further down the path, though, or further down the hallway before I start running, there are platforms in the river of acid that I will have to jump to. So I will go on ahead and roll to jump on that. +18 plus my dexterity. I definitely am going to be making this. Let's go. And I go. Jumping across these platforms. I eventually reach a platform on the end of the hallway with another statue head with a portal in its mouth. I will go through the portal and enter a room with a drop down into ethereal acid, or void acid is what I called it before. There are magic floating small magic floating blocks that lead across to a platform on the other side with a large wooden slate on it. There are two large stone statues on one end of the room, or on one side of the room, I should say. And I'm rolling to get across here. This is where I screwed up last time. Nat 20, let's go. I, without any fail, jump across these blocks and onto the platform on the other side. Platform on the other side has a lever. I want to pull it. The lever drops the wooden slate. It is a bridge. Crossing the bridge, I get onto the final platform and I walk through the door on the final platform and out onto a bit of a catwalk along the castle walls. It does go upwards with occasional steps, and it breaks off at the end, sort of. There are more pieces to the walkway, but I will have to jump across each one individually to make it to the other side. 20, let's go. There's the first one. There's another one up in front of me. The gap is much smaller this time. 18. I don't care. I'm gonna roll high anyways. And then there's one final one. It does seem like it's almost a perfect drop below me, but there's still a gap there, so I'm gonna roll for it. 16. More than enough to make that kind of jump. Up ahead of me are more jumping spots, small floating platforms, I guess you could say. I will have to jump across them in order to make it to the other side. And I do. With a 19, let's go. Jumping across the platforms, I reach the other side and enter what seems to be a tower. There's a hole in the floor of the tower. Looking straight down, it does lead into what I'm guessing might end up being more magma. No doubt, though, that there is, in fact, no chance of me surviving that.
There's a lever on one side of the room. Pulling the lever falls down in a bit of a chandelier elevator. Pulling it again sends it back up. So I do just that. Stepping off the platform elevator at the top, I can see that there are magma flows up here at the top of the tower that seem to be emanating from the top of a tower in front of me. It appears that there might even be a beast, some kind of beast, on the other side. I will have to maneuver splotches of lava and get to the other side. In order to be successful, I will need to make a dexterity throw. And it was good, 19. Let's do this. Getting to the other side and climbing up a small ladder to the top of the tower. I guess it's not a small ladder, it's a bit of a big one. Getting there to the top, a dragon reveals itself. It is in fact spewing magma from its mouth. Climbing up, the only way visible is either to get onto the dragon or to work my way through the dragon. Now, getting eaten will in fact deal damage to me, for obvious reasons. However, if I keep my wits about me and play it safe, this particular scenario will allow me to do it. So I'm going to go with it and enter the mouth of the dragon and take my 3 damage for doing so. I'm at 24 damage now. Or 24 health left. Go on ahead and write that down before I continue on. Alright. In the dragon's mouth, I am to go down its esophagus and not land in a pool of stomach acid, assuming that there's a safe place for me to go. Go ahead and roll just in case. Perfect 20. If there is, I'm landing on it, and I did. Sort of. the game acted up. Alright. Standing on this weird meaty platform in its stomach, I can see another weird meaty platform on the other side. There does seem to be remains of its previous meals floating in the magma that I could use to jump across, and so I will do just that. Perfect. 19. Let's go. That's all I need. The game says no. But I did roll that 19, so I did make it to the other side, in a manner of speaking. No, you may not join me. Alright, I'm making it to the other side and going through. I enter... Oh, that's gross. There's sky above me again. I just came out of its... Right, coming out of the back door, I will need to maneuver my way up and out of this... Oh, what is that? Oh, no, it's not the back door. What is this? I guess I'm somewhere in its digestive system and will need to work my way up and through it. Great, and I do that. Jumping up on these platforms in its digestive system. I'm supposed to have made that. Eventually I will reach a platform close towards the top of this chamber in the dragon. And doing so, there we go, that looks better. Enter its long digestive tract. Pools of acid still lining the insides of it. I will have to roll to make sure I evade those. Which I do with a 17. Let's go. Reaching the end of the digestive tract, I faithfully take a leap out and end up on a stony cliff at the bottom of the castle. There's a ladder leading up the cliff and onto, I'm guessing, what might be a bridge. And so I climb the ladder. And at the top, there is a pathway with the occasional steps leading upwards, leading to another tower on the castle. Why would I go back? Okay, I'm gonna go back, I guess. Alright, so following this path to the castle is just like in a previous tower, there's a large hole in the bottom. There's a lever on one side. Pulling the lever brings down a platform. Pulling the lever again sends the platform back up. Very high tech for this time period, I do have to say. Alright. At the top, I enter through a doorway and into a hallway. In the next hall, at the end of the hallway, though, is a sheer drop. There is no lava or magma at the bottom, it's just a drop. I will be using my climb skill, though, to make sure I get down this drop safely without my character taking damage. I rolled a 15, that's good enough for what my climb skill is at, which is plus 13. And I get down to the bottom, and at the bottom there's a doorway. And the doorway leads out onto a large bridge that heads back towards the main castle. Walking down the bridge towards the castle. It's actually very long, so this might take a minute. Okay, finally reaching the end of the bridge, I enter a doorway in the side of the castle, and on the inside is a gateway. On the inside of the gateway is a clear way of leaving the castle. I will pass through the gateway, and that's it. Shaq has made it out of the castle alive. He is A-okay. Well, in this instance he is. Thanks again for watching and for listening. I know this was a bit of a weird experience, seeing how this wasn't exactly a D&D campaign, but it was played like it was one. I do intend to do more of these on our down days, in case we ever end up like that. And if you enjoyed this, make sure that you share this with your friends. They might enjoy it too. They are your friends after all. And for those of you on the podcast, I'm going to try and get us to be able to play like we used to again, don't worry. Next episode, if we don't end up meeting, I will be doing a retelling of their first campaign as a bit of a filler and background story for the characters themselves, because it is when they all met. And until next time, peace out.